I want to talk about the 2023 film called House Party. This is a comedy. Of course, it's not an original idea. The film originally debuted some 30 years ago with Kid in Play. This one's title was initially set to be House Party 6, but they just went with House Party. This particular film stars Jacob Lattimore as Kevin, who is from The Shy. That's where I know him from. Toisin Cole as Damon. Karen O'Billam as Venus. There were a couple of cameos. Kid Cudi was in the film. Maya and LeBron James was also in this film. This is a film about a bunch of house cleaners that are cleaning rich people's homes. In this particular case, the people who are cleaning the house are broke. The two leads, Kevin and Damon, are broke. They need to make some extra money, and one of the ways that they would do that was by throwing house parties, but never had they thrown a house party in a beautiful mansion such as the one that was owned in the film by LeBron James. So that's when the light bulb went off, and they were like, we need to throw a party in this house. LeBron James was supposedly in a meditation retreat somewhere far away. They decided and arranged to throw this nice, huge house party. This is one of those types of films that you check brain at the door, and you try to just enjoy it for the comedy that it is. You know it's going to be dumb. It's going to not have much of a plot point, but you hope that the comedy works. And I feel like it did in this film. I thought that the comedy did shine through. I was able to enjoy it. For those reasons, I would rate this film as a 3 stars. I thought it was funny. I thought it was worth watching. I enjoyed the cameos by all those that I mentioned earlier. This film, according to IMDb trivia, the film was initially going to be released on HBO Max, but Warner Brothers gave it a 17-day exclusive theatrical release in 1,400 theaters. The film grossed $4 million in its opening weekend, and its worldwide to-date gross, which has been, a week and a half, 10 days, is now $7 million. I enjoyed the film, House Party. I thought it was funny. I enjoyed the characters. And at the end, there's a error or a goof track where they show the mistakes they made during the film, and I thought that was fun, and I enjoyed watching it.